This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tonight, the nation will be able to see the video of the traffic stop that led to five now fired Memphis police officers being charged with murder in the death of Tyre Nichols, a black motorist. Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland.
The actions of these officers were awful. And no one, including law enforcement, is above the law. I assure you, we will do everything we can to keep this type of heinous act from happening again.
Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland. The AP's Donna Warder on a vigil for Tyre Nichols and what his mother is saying.
Tyre Nichols' mother, Rovon Wells, delivered a message at the vigil ahead of what's expected to be the release of video footage of Nichols' beating by five Memphis police officers.
I don't want us burning up our cities, tearing up the streets.
Yes, ma'am.
That's not what my son stood for.
Man.
And if you guys are here for me and Tyre, then you will protest peacefully.
Nichols died 3 days after the January 7th traffic stop, in which police say he was pulled over for reckless driving and then fled the scene. I'm Donna Warder.
Lawyers for at least two of the former police officers say their clients will plead not guilty to the charges against them. One of the attorneys says nobody intended for Tyre Nichols to die. The latest Russian shelling has killed at least 10 Ukrainian civilians and wounded 20 others, says Ukraine. President Biden just saying this morning that Jeff Zients will replace Ron Klain as chief of staff. He calls Jeff Zients someone focused on getting things done. Word this morning that the Fed's preferred inflation gauge eased again in December and consumer spending fell. It's the latest evidence that the Fed's series of interest rate hikes is slowing the economy. This is AP News. The vice president's husband has visited a tragic site in Poland. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Second gentleman Doug Emhoff has visited the site of the former Nazi concentration camp Auschwitz-Birkenau in Poland. Emhoff was at the site as part of commemorations for the 78th anniversary of the liberation of the camp. He was alongside U.S. Ambassador to Poland Mark Brzezinski. They lay a wreath at the site of executions, known as the Wall of Death. The walls become a focal point for commemorations at the camp, with several other groups also gathering to pay tribute to those who were killed there during World War II. Among those visiting was Yossi Michal, a teacher from Israel, who said he was there to remember the Holocaust. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.